starts back in Brooklyn, New York. I was born December 11th, 1917, in a tenement in Brooklyn, New York, the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, which was the Jewish section. If you didn't live in the East Side and Jewish, you lived in Brownsville. And I was lived there until I was 3-4 years old, and then we moved to a section, Bushwick section in Brooklyn. It was a mixed neighborhood. In fact, it was predominantly German who became the second largest German area after Yorkville, New York. And I had a uneventful beginning. You know, my parents were nice. I had three older sisters, and I was a spoiled brat. I was the first male born into the entire family. And when I was born, it was like little Jesus was born, my sister said. You know, they all catered to me, and I was a sport. My father gave me everything I wanted, and I became interested in baseball. And baseball was my life for quite a while. I was educated in Brooklyn, went through elementary school, and I was held back the first year. That was a traumatic experience in life. I was sick. I had the measles, mumps, chicken pox, and a swollen gland all at one time. And I missed 3/4 of the term. We didn't have go by the year, we went by a term in those days. It was 1A, 1B, and I was left back. I was held over in the 1A. And I don't think I felt so bad about being held over, but Mrs. Rex, the teacher, gave everybody a coloring book. But I was left back, and she didn't give me the coloring book. I looked back, I said, she had to be mean. She was so nice, but she was mean. Why didn't she give me a coloring book? But anyway, I went through elementary school. I skipped 3 times, and then I was sent to Special Progress Junior High School.